Again, tells us about the Bnias HaMishkan, the finale, how everything was finally done and made, designed, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And in discussing the ephod, that special apron that the Kohen Gadol wore, Torah tells us, Vayasem Osam al Kisrot, sorry, Vayasem et Abnei HaShoam, Musabot Mishpatzot Zahab Mufutachot Pituchei Chosam al Shmot Bnei Yisrael. They made special Abnei Shoam, precious stones, with the names of Bnei Yisrael, six on each one of the two stones. Vayasem Osam al Kisrot Zahifod Abnei Zikaron Bnei Yisrael Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. And they placed them on the straps of the ephod that came from the back to the front, on top of the shoulders. And these were going to be Avnei Zikara, stones that would be a remembrance of Bnei Yisrael. So who's remembering whom? Or who's remembering what? Rashi, back in Pasha Tetzaveh, says, what is it, Avnei, what are the Avnei Zikara? Shehei roa HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShvatim K'tuvim L'fanav V'yizkar Tzidkasam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, it will be a reminder, Kav Yachol, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs any reminder, but it's as if a reminder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Shvatim, the names are there, and he will remember their Tzidkos, remember their righteousness. So the stones are meant to be Avnei Zikaron about Bnei Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Meshech Chochma here in Parshas Pekudei explains differently. And he says, not that Hashem should remember, but rather that Bnei Yisrael should remember. Sheyizkeru Bnei Yisrael Sheshmotam chakukim ba'efod lifnei Hashem. Bnei Yisrael should remember that their names are engraved on the stones of the ephod. Why do they need to remember that their stones are engraved on the straps of the ephod? Says the Meshech Chochma, v'yitbayishu la'asot aveira. That they should be embarrassed to do an aveira. And he writes towards the end, and then we'll tell the story in the middle that he says, he reminds us of. He says, Sheyizkru ma'alosam shehim nosim et hakavod. Bnei Yisrael need to remember who they are. Their names are engraved on the stones of the ephod. And those are that is the ephod that the Kohen Gadol wears when he does avodah in the Beis Hamikdash lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your names are there. How could you do an aveira? Look who you are. Look how great you are. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu values you. How could you possibly do an aveira? And the Meshech Chochma refers us to the Gemara in Sota that tells the famous Medrash, the story of Yosef. So it tells us in Parshas Bayeshev, that after Yosef had been sold into slavery, and he was working for Potiphar, and he was very successful, and Eshet Potiphar put her eyes on Yosef. And she tried to seduce him, and every day after day, and he always refused, and then one day he came into the house, and no one was there, but Eshet Potiphar. Torah says, V'tispeseu b'vigdel leimor shichvay mi, so she grabs onto him. She says, shichvay mi, sleep with me. And at the last second, Yosef leaves his coat behind and he runs out. What happened in that moment? Chazal tell us, Botasha basa diokno shel aviv v'nirata lo b'chalom. At that moment, the image of his father appeared to him. But it wasn't just the image of his father. That image spoke to him and said to him, la Yosef, Asidim banecha sheyikasvu alav ne'efot v'yata b'neihem v'tzoncha sheyimach ha'shimcha mi b'neihem. says, the names of the Shvatim are going to be written on the Eifot. And your name is destined to be there with them. Don't you want to be worthy of that? Do you want to give it all? Give it up? Do you want to blow it all? Do you want to lose it? Lose that privilege. Look what your destiny is. And that spoke to him. And in that last second, he made his decision and ran away. When I saw this Dvar Torah last night, I was thinking about the story that Mrs. Kosman spoke, told us about. The story of the young woman who was an assistant, I think it was in the lab, to the older professor. And how he had certain intentions in mind, but she kept hearing Mrs. Kosman's voice in her ear. In essence, she became that the Musdiyoka. I don't know what she heard Mrs. Kosman telling her. I don't think Mrs. Kosman told us. But I can imagine what she heard. She was talking to this young woman and saying, look who you are. Look at your potential. Look at the person that you want to be, the person you're trying to become. Look at your values. Do you want to give it up? Do you want to give it all away? Maybe at a more advanced stage, the voice would be telling us, look, you're B'nai Yisrael, you're B'nos Yisrael. You're a Ben Torah, you're a Bas Torah. Your name is written, is destined to be written on the Avonim, the Kohen Gadol wears. Look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values you. How could we give that up? How could we jump off those great heights and sink to such depths? For what? For some momentary indiscretion? For some passing pleasure? Life has its challenges. Many times in life we're faced with choices. Sometimes they may seem easy, sometimes they may seem more difficult. Sometimes the Yetzirah takes the easy choices and make them appear as hard ones. But we need to be like Yosef. We need to remember who we are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted us such privileges. How much we're able to achieve. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu values each and every one of us. And if we remember that, we ask ourselves like Yosef, how could I give this all up? How could I disappoint the Ribono Shalom? How could I throw away that legacy that I have? I have my values. I have my principles. I know what's right. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me. And I believe in Him. So I should believe in myself.